Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I try my best to record episodes at least once or twice a week. Obviously, with the end of the school year, things have been coming up, and I've been a little busy with trying to figure out how to wrap up the school year, but I am officially done with school for this year. I finished my third year, so I have more time on my hands. So I had the opportunity yesterday to record with Dr. Courtney Orzel. Her Twitter handle is @DRORZEL. And according to her Twitter bio, she's the mom of two amazing humans, Associate Director of Professional Development for Illinois Association of School Administrators, or IASA. And she's just an amazing leader in education. She inspires me so much. I've actually been following her on Twitter for quite some time, and I finally had the opportunity to get the courage to ask her to be on my show and record this podcast episode of her, and she said yes, and that's where it started. So I'm super excited to bring this episode to you, and hopefully all of you can get some insight into her perspective and her advice for newer educators. So I hope you enjoy, and again, thank you so much for listening. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Courtney Orzel, and I'm currently the Associate Director of Professional Development for the Illinois Association of School Administrators, which is IASA, our Superintendents Association. I've been doing that since July 1st, and prior to that, I was a superintendent for 7 years in the Chicago suburbs. Actually, my whole career has been in the suburbs of Chicago. I started as a English teacher at a middle school and then moved into a high school English teaching position, and then from there became an assistant principal, and then was a middle school principal for 8 or 9 years. I can't even remember now. I'm still recovering from that. And then became a superintendent. So that's a little bit about me. I work for IASA, but I travel all over the state doing different professional development opportunities for superintendents and their school districts.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
Oh, goodness. Do you know what's probably funny about that is that I would say my best days in education have probably been the ones that I didn't even know were my best days. So when I think back, I think of students who have come back years later with a story or a note. And then that reminds me of why this work is so great. But you don't know it in the moment. I don't think that you understand the impact, I think. So like I had a student from when I was a teacher reach out to me and say, oh, you made such a great impact on me. And I think as we do that work every single day, and you know this because you do the work every day, you don't realize the impact. And then years later, in fact, I heard a superintendent tell a story just yesterday about how, you know, she saw a student that she was like, I don't think that student ever really liked me. And then years later, the student is rushing up and giving her a big hug like, oh, you made such an impact on my life. So those, I think, looking back are some of my best moments. I think there's a student from when I was a principal that just became a teacher and said, oh, you were such a role model in my life. And I'm thinking, I didn't think of myself as a role model when I was a building principal or when I was a teacher. And then even just as a superintendent, I think just the impact of staff and students and their families. And you don't realize that every single decision that you make as a superintendent, that really you're affecting thousands of people, depending on how large that district is. So I've just always believed that teaching is by far the most important work that anyone can do. On a personal note, I'd give my daughter's first grade teacher a total shout out, Mrs. Payton. Every day is good with her. I think that she's made a tremendous impact on my own daughter and because of the relationships. And then even my son's science teacher over at the middle school where he just started. And I felt like he wasn't really connecting. And I called her and we talked. And I remember at the end of the conversation, she said, I love science, but I love your son more. And I want to make sure that he has everything that he needs. And I want you to know that every day I'm taking care of him. And that's really all I cared about. So to me, those are really great days in education, whether it be personally or professionally.
Yeah, and I love what you said about that undeniable impact, because I think when you're starting out, like I know when I started out, I was like, you know, you hear those stories about students being impacted by their teachers. And when I began, I thought back a lot to my former teachers and how they inspired me to, you know, follow in their footsteps and become an educator myself. And now going into the career, like I've had students reach out for my first year, which was just a few years ago, but it means a lot when those students come back and they reach out through email or, you know, just that they care about how you're doing as well. It's such a cool feeling.
It really is. And I think that feeling happens at even the youngest and most primary of levels. I don't think that's a high school thing. Although I will tell you, I love that you say that because I think high school students are still kids. It's why we have teachers. So it doesn't really matter if you are an EC teacher or you're a teacher of a senior in high school. You're making an impact every single day, and the stories might look a little bit different, but they're still stories and you're making the impact. So I love that.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
Well, we don't have enough time for that because that's probably a whole book in and of itself, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, when I think about a teacher and being an English teacher, I remember just thinking to myself, how am I going to grade 150 papers? How am I going to give feedback? And it seemed so challenging at the time. But here's looking back 25 plus years later, I think I made that difficult and I really shouldn't have been focused on grading papers. I should have been much more focused on, does every single student in my class feel special? Do they feel seen? Do I know who they really are? What makes these kids tick? Have I connected with their parents? So I think about that and I think that was really difficult. But my challenge then of thinking what was really a challenge, that wasn't my challenge. I was missing a great opportunity. So if I could go back, I would do that better. As a principal, I think the principalship is just incredibly important in the role of education too. And I always think you're trying to make all these changes. And I look back and I think it was difficult because I was probably pushing too hard at points, not listening enough at the time. If I could go back, I think that has taught me that I need to be a better listener. I need to realize that I don't have all the answers. I don't need to have all the answers. People say that, but I think behaving a way is different than actually living it. And then, you know, as a superintendent, as I said earlier, you make decisions that affect thousands of people. And then you realize at the end of the day, here's what people really want. They just want to be heard. They want to be cared for. They want to be listened to, and they want to be treated respectfully. And so we're in the business of humans. And I think it's really complex. And sometimes I think we try to overcomplicate it with some of these other pieces, but it's all about being relational and being real. And I think the more looking back, some of the biggest challenges have probably been communication related, have been relational related. So looking back, I think that there's just a lot to be learned there. And I think we can always be better. I think this past year has probably given us a lot of opportunities that we should have been doing all along and we didn't. And now hopefully we will, and we'll do it better moving forward.
Yeah. And I agree. I think that, you know, this past year has taught us so much about, you know, showing grace to our students and being flexible and, you know, willing to use technology in a way that's useful for our students instead of just, you know, throwing in some tech tools. So I learned a lot from the past year, even though obviously it was difficult to figure out all the challenges and changes that came with. But I agree. I think it's, you know, we hear so much even on Twitter, like I hear a lot about, you know, that there's room for growth. And I think we learned so much that it's really going to be a shame if we don't take things from the past year and, you know, adapt it and make it effective in our classrooms.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I really see that as an opportunity. And I think that a lot of people in education have become quite frustrated. And so if we can continue to create a space for people to not only share their frustration, but do it in a really positive way that makes some significant change for the better, that we're all going to be better off because we need to be supporting each other and not tearing each other down.
I absolutely agree. So going off support, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Well, thanks for coming to the profession because we need you. That, I mean, there's a big thank you, but here's some of my best advice. I've worked with thousands of teachers, and I remember one of the best teachers I've ever worked with. When I interviewed her, she said, I said, so like, tell me what that first couple of weeks is going to look like. And she launched into this whole thing about how she wouldn't smile. She would set the stage. She'd want kids to know that she's really all business. And I started laughing because I'm thinking, she is not like this at all. She's so personable. It's why kids would really love her and want to come there. And so every other answer was very opposite of that. So we offered her the job and I brought her in my office and I said, I have to ask you something before I offer you this job. I need to talk to you about this answer. Why did you say I would never smile before Christmas? And she goes, because my cooperating teacher said that I should always say that. I said, okay, so do you believe that? She goes, no, I don't believe it. I said, so why did you say it? She goes, I don't know. I just think it's what you say in an interview. And I'm like, but that's not you. So one of my best pieces of advice is that you need to be you. You need to tell stories about yourself. Let kids see that you, like, who you really are. My son is on the spectrum and he is very literal and he's now in middle school. And the reason that that science teacher and I connected, you'll love this. He has never told me a personal story about a teacher in 12 years. One day he gets in the car and he looks over at his sister and he goes, my science teacher, her prom date in high school vomited on her. And they started laughing. And I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, isn't that a funny story? I said, well, not for her. It's not funny. But he remembered that and he wanted to share it later. So when I called her and I told her I was really struggling as a mom and is he connecting and is he visible and what does his life look like in middle school? I said, are you the science teacher that your prom date threw up on you? And she started laughing hysterically. She goes, that's me. And I said, I need to tell you, my son's never told a personal story about a teacher, but he remembered that. And so for me, my best advice for new teachers is you need to be you. Kids connect to stories. They connect to people. They connect to, they don't always initially connect to a curriculum or a content. So always do your best to make a personal connection. And the other thing is, please do not text or email as your main form of communication. Pick up the phone, make a phone call, say to a parent nothing more than, hi, I'm Nolan's teacher. I want to introduce myself. I just want you to know that if there's anything you need, here is my phone number. And I want to have, you know, a great year and I have your son's best interest in mind. That's all parents want to hear. And so being able to make those connections, we can't underestimate the power of that. I really believe in the personalization of education. And, you know, for the most part, our kids have one chance at one grade level and then they move on. So how are we going to make the most of those 180 days that we have with kids? To me, that's the most special thing that we can have as a teacher.
I love that advice, and just your positivity shines through in every answer you gave. So how can people get in contact with you?
Well, they can be like you, Susan. We can connect on Twitter, right? I mean, you're a powerhouse on Twitter. I've been watching you since you started teaching. And so for me, I think Twitter is a great resource. My handle is at Dr. Orzel, DRORZ as in zebra, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, one L, not twos. I can tell you that Twitter is probably the easiest way. You can direct message me. You can get a hold of me via IASA at my email. Certainly people have called me or texted me. I want to be a great resource for every educator. I always tell people, I don't have to personally know you to be able to help you or to be able to find someone who can if I can't, because I just think that we are stronger and better together. And I believe in the concept of public education. We need excellent teachers just like you that are in those classrooms making a difference every day. And we need great administrators too. And we're all in that work together. So any help that I can provide anyone, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Perfect. And again, I enjoy following you on Twitter because I feel like I learn so much from you as a newer teacher and just you inspire me in many ways. So I'm thankful that you took the time out of your day to be on this podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you doing this. I think it's a great resource, and thanks for all that you're doing too.
Thank you.